Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. God bless you. We want to welcome you this morning to morning dew prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'd like to read in your hearing this morning from 1 John chapter 4. We'll begin at the first verse. It says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." This is 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. God, we thank you on this morning. We bless you today, Lord. We give you honor and we give you praise. Thank you for looking on our lives and watching over us, even as we slumbered and we slept last night. Thank you for raising us to the light of a new day. We give you glory and honor for the privilege, for the duty to pray, God. Oh, God, to call upon your name, to come boldly to the throne of grace, to stand as intercessors, oh, God, in the gap for others who are not able to pray for themselves today, praying for our loved ones, praying for those around us, those in our communities, those in government, Lord God, those on our jobs. We thank you right now for the great privilege of prayer, the weapon of prayer today. Thank you, O God, that we're under your care and under your authority, and it's with kingdom authority and boldness that we do pray today. We give you honor, Lord God, for we find ourselves running back to you, and the word of God gives us to know the righteous run into the name of the Lord, and they are safe. So we bless you. We've determined today that as for us and for our households, we will serve you. So we want to praise you and we want to honor you, for it's you who blessed us, O God, in the heavenly realms. You've given us every spiritual blessing to enjoy in Christ Jesus. So we reverence you and we worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we acknowledge and we welcome the presence of your spirit right now, even as we pray on this line. Thank you for the precious Holy Ghost who has been called alongside to lead us and to guide us into all truth, to fill our hearts with the love of God, to give us hearts of flesh rather than hearts of stone. We want to be identified as belonging to you, and your word gives us to know that it's those who love with the love of Christ, are identified as belonging to you. So we welcome and acknowledge your precious Holy Ghost. Precious Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our homes. We welcome you into our affairs. We welcome you to overtake every agenda that we have and replace it with kingdom agenda today. This is why we've come to the throne of God, to seek orders for today. What is it, O God, that you would have for us to do, to say? Where would you have us to go? In the name of Jesus, cover our minds, Lord, so that we think right, so that we're thinking in accordance with your will, so that we're not vindictive today, we're not holding grudges today, we're not spiteful today, we're not looking to get back with someone today. But God, cover the mind today with your glory and with your goodness. Your divine power has given us everything that we need for life and for godliness. And it's all because of the goodness of you, Lord, the knowledge of you. You're the one who has called us by your own glory. So cover us today. Cover our actions today. Help us to do that which pleases you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we want to be pleasing to you, Lord, in every way. We declare over our families that we are the people of God. We are the seed of righteousness, Lord God, planted, rooted in good soil, bringing forth good fruit, bringing forth fruit in our season, even as you have declared that we would, God. It's on the authority of your word that we declare that our families are mighty in the land, Lord, that our generation and our upcoming generations, our seed, Lord God, will be blessed. They will be upright, oh God. There'll be the remnant of God left in this earth, Lord, and that you will use them mightily for your glory. Help us to plant within them, Lord, the word of God, the word of God that springs up into righteousness, the word of God that brings forth the fruit, Lord God, fit for the kingdom. We thank you for that right now. Cover our children. Cover them with the blood, Lord. Keep them, O God, in Jesus' name. Keep their minds. Keep their hearts in Christ Jesus. Those who are away from parents during the day, those who go to daycare, look on those daycare providers. Everybody doesn't mean well, so we pray over them today, God. We pray for daycare providers. Providers at child care centers, providers at the preschool, God, look on them today as you cover our children with the blood. Yes, Lord, we thank you right now. Look on those in rehab centers, those in nursing facilities, oh, those in assisted living, the widows today. We lift them to you, oh God. Oh, you are their hope. You are their help today. You see where others can't see. Those who are being mistreated, abused, and misused, we pray that you would avenge them today, Lord. We pray that you would avenge them. You see them 24/7. And God, we believe you to do right by them. Thank you right now. Thank you for looking on those loved ones, oh God, who are in places of rehabilitation, places of assisted living, and there are those there who mean them no good, but we pray for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those whom you've planted, O God, as ministers of hope, ministers, Lord God, of love and peace and joy. We pray that you would make their jobs easier, that you would give them, O God, your grace and your mercy as they go throughout the day, that you would give them your wisdom. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you delight in the prosperity of your people. And we thank you that your spirit, O God, allows us to prosper in everything that we do. You have desired through your word, Lord God, that we would understand what it is that you have blessed us with in heavenly places, that we would come to the knowledge of it, Lord. And we thank you today that our spiritual minds have been enlightened. We thank you today that we believe that wealth and riches are in our house. Righteousness endures forever. It is the wealth of the kingdom of God, Lord, that we seek today. And we bless you now. And we bless you now. We thank you for provision. We thank you for protection. We thank you for safety, O God. We thank you, O God. Yes, Lord, you are worthy. You alone are worthy. It's on the authority of your word, God, that we come against every plot and scheme of the enemy. And those, O God, who run after violence and strife in our cities, we pray for our communities, God. We pray for our cities. We pray for our neighborhoods, Lord, in Jesus' name. Iniquity and mischief, O God, murdering spirits and violence will not abound. Oh, God, we thank you right now because you've given us the authority to pray. Oh, God, you kept us last night. Oh, and we thank you for that right now. Oh, we thank you. Let it depart from our streets, from our marketplaces, as we call upon you. Look on our children as they go to and fro in the streets today. Bless those who are driving the buses. Give people patience as they come behind school buses today, knowing that they carry precious cargo. Oh, and we thank you today. We bless you today. You alone are our safety. You alone are our protection. Our strength comes from you. It's you, O God, who keeps us from stumbling. It's you, O God, who never slumbers nor sleeps. It's you, O God, who are at our right hand and at our right side to protect us. It's you who guard us from every evil. You set a watch over our lives, and we bless you for that. We bless you that we're blessed going out, and we're blessed when we come back in. Thank you right now that you guard us in all of our ways. We declare that our households are chosen. Our lineage is chosen and foreknown by you, God. They're
consecrated, set apart, sanctified by the precious Holy Ghost, and they will walk in the obedience to Jesus Christ. Yes, God, precious ones, sprinkled with the blood of Jesus, thank you for it right now. We receive grace. We receive every spiritual blessing, God, that you have laid aside for us, even in the heavenlies, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we believe today that peace abounds and overtakes us. Go into these households where there's so much turmoil, Lord. Peace. We send peace in ever-increasing abundance. We speak peace. Peace that's only realized through your Spirit. We speak freedom from fear. Fear, oh God, and trepidation. Yes, Lord. Your word gives us to know that fear brings torment. So we come against fear in our households. Fear against those who live alone. Oh, God, we speak peace for them right now. Oh, we come against those agitating passions. We come against every conflicting spirit, every troubling spirit. Thank you right now. Thank you for your shed blood. Thank you that you are our mediator when we don't even know how to pray. You pray for us. Thank you, O God, for looking on us, even from the mercy seat. Thank you for the authority of your word. Yes, O God, we proclaim that the blood of Jesus is our protection today, even as you told them in Exodus that when you see the blood, you'll pass over our households. We draw a bloodline today, God, around our households, around our children, around our communities and our neighborhoods, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for leaders in authority everywhere. Yes, Lord, because they govern what happens in our neighborhoods and in our communities and in our cities and over this nation. So we pray for those in authority. Yes, Lord, you, O God, have ordained every piece of authority in this world. So we look to you, God. All authority comes from you. So we look to you, and we give it back to you in this world, in Christendom, Lord God, everyone who's been raised up for such a time as this. We give them over to your hand. You alone, O God, you alone, you can make the crooked path straight. You can turn the stony heart to flesh. The heart of the king is in your hand. Now do it. You see, O God, you see the dilemma of this nation. You see everything that we're faced with today. You see and you know, and so we leave it all to you. Thank you right now. Thank you, O God, for what you've ordained for our lives and for this season of our lives. And you've called us to pray. You've called us to war in the spirit, and to be discerning and to recognize, O God, what the will of the Lord is, and to recognize your spirit even from afar off. And a stranger we will not follow today. We declare it that we know you. We know your spirit. We know your voice, O God, because we're born of the Spirit of God, and we love you today. We won't believe every spirit, but we have the authority to try the spirits today, whether or not they be of God. And we thank you right now. Thank you for the manifestation of that which we've prayed for and put at your feet and put at your charge. It's in the matchless name of Jesus that we pray. Thank God. Amen. Saints, God bless you, and thank you again for joining us. Remember, it is Wednesday, and we're inviting you to come out and be with us in 7 p.m. prayer at the Temple of Healing Waters. Please check our website at healingh20.org so that you can be updated on all of the happenings at the Temple of Healing Waters. God bless you. God has gone before you, so be encouraged today. Bye-bye.